Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. It is that time of year again. Runny noses, coughs, fevers, and more. Well, how does one protect their infants and babies from colds when well-meaning strangers love to come up and give them a gentle touch? Well, joining us today is Lauren Margulies, the creator of Touchy Tags. Lauren has created a way to help stop the spread of harmful germs to your little one that leads to illness, a common cold, H1N1, and more. It can be uncomfortable to kindly ask someone to not touch your baby. Let Touchy Tags do the talking. Lauren, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you on the show. I think you are brilliant. I think this is such a wonderful idea. I remember, my daughter was a baby. She's 6 now, and people would come up and touch her, and you would just cringe, right? You're like, please don't touch my baby. And you know they're just trying to be nice. So if you can tell us a little bit about Touchy Tags, and then tell us about what happened in April 2009 when you and your husband welcomed girl-boy twins into the world.
Right, exactly. Your Touchy Tags are there to just fulfill that purpose, like you just mentioned, when you're out with your newborn baby and, the kindest, friendliest individual is just simply complimenting your child, but is touching them, and you just don't have the inner strength or voice to politely ask them to not touch them just because you are fearful of, spreading germs to them. So that was the purpose of creating Touchy Tags, which are two-sided rubber tags that you hang from a car seat or stroller, and one side of the tag says, "Are your hands clean?" and the other side says, "Love, not germs." And they're adorable, and they can hang from the stroller or car seat with decorative ribbon. So they're ornaments, per se. So they have a great message, and they're cute to look at. Yes, April 2009, I welcomed twins, my daughter Carson and my son Dean, at 30 weeks. They were 10 weeks premature. So that is kind of how their birth sparked the idea of Touchy Tags. After spending about 6 weeks in the NICU, when we came home, I just felt, I had to get out of the house. I had sanity. And when I found myself out in public places, I was fearful, of having, germs spread to them and needing to go back to the hospital. So that's where the idea came of, how could I put something out there that's just a simple, something cute and pretty, but it has a nice message that will just have people stop and think before they touch.
Yeah, I think they're great. And I was joking before we started the interview, I have a 6-year-old who's always sick, and I would love to have a shirt. You said people have mentioned that to you. People reacted with the Touchy Tags.
Touchy Tags have been so successful up to this point. I mean, they're fabulous. People have just great compliments, and like yourself, those who have children who are not babies anymore, are like, I wish I had one when my child was younger. I wish I had something now for them. But even though my children were premature, just the everyday healthy baby benefits from having a Touchy Tag hang from their car seat or stroller simply because of the common cold and the flu, no medications, you have to sit and ride that out for 10 to 12 days. And as you all know, who've had babies, it takes 10 to 12 days to get a simple cold, and you feel trapped in your house and they're sick and you feel bad for them. So they have been widely accepted. Everyone, because they're very decorative, they're eye-catching from that sense. I feel like sometimes people are looking at them simply, oh, they're so cute, their decoration, before they even see the message on there, and then that really clicks, and they think, people get really excited about them.
Oh, that's so great. Now, I was one of those moms that carried my daughter in a sling, so what you can do is you can also attach it, I'm sure, to a sling or a baby Bjorn, or any sort of device, I guess you would say, that you like to carry your baby in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even if you visit the website, touchytags.com, or even today, we're mentioned in a blog on the Today Show today, and there's pictures on both the Today Show blog as well as on our website, touchytags.com, of me and my husband carrying the twins.
Oh, yes, sling. Okay. Oh,
and there
great.
Is, we have Touchy Tags hanging.
Oh, there you are,
the
on the beach. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And then we also hung them from... when you first have a child, a baby, people always come to your house. And so I even attached it to the swing when they were sitting in their swing or the papasan chair, attached it right there just so when people came over to visit, they could quickly, remind them, I should wash my hands or I should use some hand sanitizer first. So you can attach it to anything that your baby's sitting in.
Oh, God, that is so great. I mean, it must make such a difference. Now, you are having a Touchy Tags charity contest, and if you can tell us about that.
Yes, you know, we have put on our website at touchytags.com a list of, we have five finalists currently going on where you can vote, and the winner of these of this charity contest will receive 5% of Touchy Tags profit for the 2011 year. Next year will receive that donation to their charity, and the purpose behind the contest is just to help be a voice for some of these smaller charities who offer such great things and benefits for children, and wanting to partner with one of these charities and work with them.
Oh, that's great. And you've got the Triangle Spokes Group, Christopher's Haven, Dravet Syndrome Foundation, Killian's Kids, and Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Triangle. How can people get Touchy Tags and go to your website?
Absolutely. Yep. Touchy Tags are available at touchytags.com, as well as, and from there, yep, we ship everywhere. We have the pink and the blue, as well as a gender-neutral green coming out soon. And we're also available in some local hospitals here in Raleigh. We're available in Wake Med, as well as Rex Hospital, and as well as 10 other retailers throughout Raleigh, Wake Forest, Apex, and Cary. So you can definitely see a list of those retailers on the website at touchytags.com.
How are Carson and Dean doing now?
Thank you for asking. Carson and Dean are two incredibly healthy, almost 19-month-old babies. My husband and I have been so incredibly blessed and fortunate with how healthy and how well they've progressed. You never know, they were 10 weeks premature. You never would know they spent 6 weeks in the NICU. And so we just, you know, cannot thank everybody enough for all the help that they gave those children in the hospital. But they are very healthy and as wild as you would expect two 19-month-old babies to be.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Lauren, why don't you give us your site?
Please visit us at touchytags.com.
Okay, awesome. And you got to get these. These are fabulous. You know, my brother-in-law is having a baby. Well, he's not having. His wife's having a baby.
Yeah.
Actually,
in
a few weeks. So I'm definitely going to get them one. I know that they'll really love it. Well, I want to thank you again. And if people want to learn more, they can go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com. You can watch It's Your Health TV, listen to audio archives of It's Your Health Radio. You can also listen live to shows every Thursday between 9:30 and 10:30. And catch me on KKZ. ZZ in Ventura County, California on the Freeman Michael Show. I hope everyone has a great day. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.